I'm Matt Bush with BPR News. I'm speaking with a familiar voice to our Blue Ridge Public Radio listeners, and that is Anita Rao. She is the host of Embodied, a podcast from WUNC. You'll remember her from The State of Things that aired on our station. Anita, thank you so much for joining us today to talk about Embodied.
You're welcome, Matt. Really happy to be back on the BPR airwaves.
So let's talk a bit about the inspiration behind Embodied. A lot of our listeners may remember the segments from The State of Things, but it's continued on as its standalone program. So what really was your inspiration behind wanting to do Embodied and the kind of topics that you decided that you're going to focus on in the show?
Yeah, I think the inspiration comes from a lot of different threads that all kind of intersected at a particular point. So I've been in radio now for more than a decade. I started my career at StoryCorps and then I've been at WUNC. And in all of my time in radio, I noticed this kind of disconnect between the conversations that I was having a lot with my friends and my loved ones and the kind of things that I was hearing on public radio. And this kind of all came years after I was trained in undergraduate as a women's studies major. And I was really guided in women's studies by the philosophy that the personal is political. So this idea that our lived experiences, our everyday stories, really have a lot of lessons to teach us about the systems that connect our society and connect all of us together at large. So kind of those two things together, this acknowledgement that there were conversations that I knew people really cared about that I wasn't hearing a space for on public radio, and my kind of belief system that listening to people talk about the intimate, confusing, complicated parts of their lives is really important and has political power. Both of those things together informed the creation of Embodied. And as you said, it launched as part of The State of Things in the summer of 2019. And we've gone on to launch it as its own independent show and talked about so much in the almost 2 years that the show has been on the air. So we're really looking forward to continuing the conversation and so, so glad that it will be heard on BPR.
Right. And to remind our listeners a bit, they may remember some of the very intimate and very personal topics that you addressed during The State of Things when Embodied was on that. What have you continued on? What other topics have you continued to take up as the show has progressed?
Yeah. So we've recorded more than 8 episodes of the standalone show so far, and I actually have some clips to play for you to kind of give you a flavor of what the show sounds like. So one of the things that's really important to us on the show is building a community around the content and really engaging with listeners around the themes. So in advance of every show, we do a call out on the air, inviting people to leave us voicemails, send us emails, send us Twitter DMs or Instagram DMs, sharing their personal stories that relate to the topic. And we really do our best to incorporate those as part of the show. So I have a clip to play for you from a show that we did all about menstruation. And we were talking about the stigma around menstruation, questions of menstrual equity, who has access to products and technology they need to be supported and be safe and healthy. And then we got a lot of really wonderful stories from listeners about their first period. So I want to play a little montage of that for you right now.
When I started my period, I didn't realize that that happened. So I thought I was dying. I thought something was wrong with me.
I was a junior in high school, and as all the bad omens would have had it, I was in PE and a boy happened to point it out to me.
I grew up with a lot of women in my house, and as soon as my period started, like, I had everything. You know, I had the pads, I had, Advil on deck.
Puberty in general, but especially my first period, felt like this werewolf transition that was happening without my consent.
So those are some of the voices incorporated in our show about menstruation. And we're really excited to invite Asheville listeners and listeners in your area into the conversation about each and every topic that we're going to talk about.
That's terrific. Part of the show, the focus of the show is also getting a lot of participation from the audience. Tell us how people can get in touch with you and the program to take part in it.
Of course. We have many ways. We have our own email address, embodied@wunc.org. And then people can follow us on Twitter or Instagram at embodiedwunc. And we've really tried to create a community conversation around the content before and after shows on social media. So for folks that are social media savvy or interested in social media, you can always see a little bit more before the show and a little bit more behind the scenes on our social media feeds, all of that available wherever you socialize on the internet.
Well, it's great, Anita. Anything else you want to leave our listeners with here as Embodied begins its run here on Blue Ridge Public Radio?
Yeah, I wanted to just play one more clip for you all. This is from a show that we did last month about romance and incarceration. And it really points at one of the things that we're passionate about on Embodied is reconsidering what it means to call someone an expert. In public radio, we have a lot of experts who have a lot of initials after their names, PhD, MD, masters, and no doubt we have those folks on Embodied as well. But we're also interested in thinking about experts as people who have lived the experience. They're experts because they have gone through it, and their own life stories create that kind of expertise. So here is an example of that. This is Adriel Alvarado. He was incarcerated in Pennsylvania and met his wife, Monet, while they were both serving time. And he talked about how they keep their romance and intimacy alive while they were in prison.
You know, it was to the point that we got sent to the solitary confinement so much that we even requested, just keep us down here. You know, all we want to do is be together. You know, if that's in between two doors, then that's fine. You know, as long as we could wake up and hear each other's voice, because that's what we used to do. We used to wake up and whoever woke up first was, hey, babe, how you, good morning. This is in front of hundreds of other solitary confinement inmates. So, You know, it was kind of ballsy of us to express ourselves in that manner.
So there's just another sample of the kinds of conversations that we have on Embodied. As you've heard in our tagline, it's sex, relationships, and health, but interpreted broadly, really looking at all of these aspects of our lives that are important to us, that create human connection, but that we don't create a ton of space to talk about all the time. So we're really thrilled to have that space on BPR, on your airwaves, every Sunday evening at 8 p.m.
Well, that's great, Anita. Thank you. We've been chatting with Anita Rao, host of Embodied podcast from WUNC that will be heard on BPR News Sunday evenings at 8. Anita, so great to talk to you again.
Thanks so much, Matt.